Shiguru Nitaigo Giriraj Radha Gopinath Ju Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. So we'll sing this song every day. This is a Govardhan Artik song. We sing this for many years in our ashram in Bhubaneswar every day. And we'll do this in a certain way. We'll sing one line at a time, and then in between each set of lines, we'll all at once, everybody together, sing the first two lines. You'll catch on. It's not too hard. Jaya Giri Govardhane Arotik Nehari. Jaya Giri Govardhane Arotik Nehari. Radhika Madhava Nitya Lila Dana Kori. Shata Shata Gunja Kunja Kandare Kandare. Shata Shata Gunja Kunja Kandare Kandare. Lalit Nikunja Lila Krishna Manohare. Lalit Nikunja Lila Krishna. Everyone all together. Jaya Giri Govardhane Arotik Nehari. Radhika Madhava Nitya Lila Dana Kori. You'll sing the same time I sing. Next time. Jaya Shri Govinda Kunshi Manasi Ganga. 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 Dana Nivartana Kunda Kusuma Saroba. Everyone together. Jaya Giri Govardhane Arotik Nehari. Radhika Madhava Nitya Lila Dana Kori. Dana Gati Indra Tila Hari Deva Stani. Dana Gati. Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Tava Abharane. Bolo. Jaya Giri Govardhane Arotik Nehari. Radhika Madhava Nitya Lila Ganapo Ha Ha Prabhu Kabe Haba Gobudana Basaha Prabhu Kabe Haba Gobudana Tava Nama Sraya Kore Dinadas Tava Nama Sraya Kore Bolo Jaya Giri Govardhani Raro Tikne Hari Radhika Madhava Nitya Leela Dana. Again, Jaya Giri Govardhani Rado Tikne Hari Radhika Madhava Nitya Leela Dana Kori. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Giri Govardhan Jaya, Giri Govardhan Jaya. Jaya Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Jaya Radhe Shyam, Jaya. Nitai Gora Haribo, 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 Gora Haribo. Shiguru Nitai Gora Giriraj, Radha Gopinaju, Premanandi, Hari Hari. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ki, Sri Premdata Nityananda Prabhu ki, Sri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hari ki, Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki, Sri Sri Radha Lalita Tota Gopinath Ju ki, Jai Jai. Shri Radhe, Jai Jai, Shri Radhe, Jai Jai, Shri Radhe. Guruve Guru Chandraya, Radhikayai Tadalaye, Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tud Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namashrestam Manamapi Sachiputram Matra Swarupam Rupam Dasha Grajam Marupurim Maturim Gostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mahoradika Madhavasam Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shrigurum Dhamnatosmi Nirupari Karunena Shri Sachinandanena Twai Kapati Satopi Twat Priyanarpitosmi Iti Kalumama Yogya Yogyatam Dhamagrinan Nija Nikata Nibhasan Dehi Govardhanatvam Nija Nikatanibhasam Dehi Govardhanatvam Madgavirapi Gopala Svikriyat Kripayajari Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitva Rishayustat Priyajanaha Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunathapta Brajabalabhapahimam Vancha kobadarubhischa kripa sindhu bhyeva cha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Dvaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Shri Dadi Vandiyami Sabara Charan, Kuti Nati Pani Jena Nahi Jayaman. Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sri Dandi, Sri Dari Vandiyami Sabara Charan. He says that I take the dust, the feet of all the members of this assembly on my head. And before we begin, we ask for some prayer. That all of you please bless me. We can speak something appropriate. And in particular, Kuti Nati Pani Jina Nahi Jayaman. Don't allow Kuti Nati or fault finding to be my destination. We want to speak something about Krishna Leela, and in particular, the Davagni Pan, or Krishna's pastime of swallowing the forest fire. And this Kuti Nati is very much part of that. So Tilak Ram Das goes on. Bhavishad Vaishnava Pada Koreye Smaran Sabe Mile Sude Koro Mora Dushta Man Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Remembering the feet of all the Vaishnavas, I pray to all of you, you please purify my wicked mind. Bo Bahoye Achiyami Kaho Katan Jabalao Boleyami Kore Nibedan Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He says, I'm a dumb person. I don't know anything. But I pray to all of you that by your blessing, I can be allowed to speak something. Giri langi dvare jena chahe pangujan Andake dile chakshu deki taragan bolo Sehi mata sabe mili koro ashvas Radha Krishna Leela Kichu Kori Je Prakash Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare. By the blessings of the Vaishnavas, of someone who's lame, who's crippled, he can cross great mountains. A blind person, he can see the stars. So he prays, O merciful Vaishnavas, in the same way, you please allow me to manifest some pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So, the Davagni Pan Leela, there's actually two different forest fires, and these appear in the 17th and 19th chapters of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he speaks about the first forest fire in his Krishna Sanhita. He says there, Kalata dasame laksha kaliye sarparupake sampradaya virodho yam davanalo vichintite. In his Krishna Sanhita, he's given Sanskrit shlokas, and then he's given a kind of a Bengali commentary translation on them. And I'll read an English translation of that. He says that Kaliya's malice, which always pollutes the water of the Jamuna, which is a spiritual liquid of the Vaishnavas, it is everyone's duty to give up this 10th obstacle. The 11th obstacle of the Vaishnavas is sectarianism, which takes the shape of the forest fire. Due to sectarianism, a person cannot accept anyone outside of his own group as a Vaishnav. And as a result, he faces many obstacles in finding a guru and associating with devotees. Therefore, extinguishing the forest fire is most important. So Bhaktivinod, in Chaitanya Sikshamrita and Krishna Sanghita, he's given a very novel, very original, we can say different, explanation of Krishna Leela than has been given by our previous acharyas. He said that Krishna's different naimittic leelas, his occasional pastimes, represent different obstacles on our road back home, back to Nitya Vrindavan. And these two obstacles come together, Kaliya Damana Leela and this Davagnipan Leela. We spoke about Kaliya Damana Leela 2 years ago here. I don't want to go so much in that direction again, but we should say a few words. Kaliya iti kalaiya. The word Kaliya means some personality or something which iya possesses the qualities of kala. And according to the Sanskrit dictionary, kala means black. Kala means night. Kala means iron. Kala also means a very poisonous black snake. And kala also means fault finding and criticism. So this obstacle pollutes the Jamuna River. The Jamuna, according to Kavi Karnapur, is a life of Braj. Water is life. And the Jamuna is a life of Braj. So this life of Braj is becoming polluted by criticism and fault-finding. So Krishna, it's a long story we told a few years ago, Krishna defeated Kaliya, and he sent him away from Braj. He's one of the few demons that were not killed. He's also one of the few demons which are actually subdued directly by Krishna and not by Krishna's Vasudeva expansion. And there's different reasons for that. One of which is that Krishna actually appreciated something of Kaliya's service. Kaliya did some service because prior to Kaliya Damana Leela, Krishna hadn't been able to have any direct contact with the gopis. There was some purvarag, virpalamba, there was some separation prior to meeting. They'd heard about each other. Sometimes they'd seen each other from a distance. But the gopis had not been able to look at Krishna to their full satisfaction. But then with Kaliya Damana Leela, when Krishna began dancing on the hoods of Kaliya, the gopis came and they looked to their full satisfaction. And Sanatan Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he says that even Krishna reached over and picked the gopis up and brought them on the hoods of Kaliya, and they performed the Ras Leela on the hoods of Kaliya. So this was the first meeting in that sense of Krishna and the gopis. So this is one reason why it wasn't the Vasudeva expansion who subdued Kaliya, but it was Krishna himself. Another hint might be given as to reason in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, wherein it says that Kaliya was initiated by Ananta Sesh into Krishna mantra. He was a devotee. And it's a long story. He had some enmity with Garuda, and so he came to the Jamuna in Vrindavan, but he was a devotee. He wasn't a demon in the same kind of category as the other demons in Braj, which Vasudev, Krishna's expansion, killed. But Krishna personally subdued him. Bhaktivinod, in another place, he says that the reason why Kaliya was driven out of Braj, very interesting reason, is because although Kaliya got so much mercy from Krishna, although Kaliya was purified of his poison by the touch of Krishna's feet, and although Kaliya was marked with the touch of Krishna's feet, he had Krishna's footprints on his head. He was a devotee and he began offering prayers to Krishna. But Kaliya never took shelter of any of the devotees of Braj. And because he never took shelter of any of the devotees of Braj, he couldn't stay in Braj. And sometimes two years ago, we were commenting on this, how the Bhagavatam and Brihad Bhagavatamrita and other literatures describe that Kaliya is a great example of Krishna's mercy. So I'd like to see a show of hands. How many of you think it would really be Krishna's mercy on me if Krishna drives me out of Vrindavan and tells me, don't come back? Raise your hand. 2, 3, 4. How can we say that's mercy? But the Bhagavatam says that. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says it. Sanatana Goswami says that. I had a difficult time digesting that. And I remember 2 years ago, just before our class, we were thinking, what is the answer to that? We had no answer. And we went for a walk by Giriraj. And as we were walking, some thought came to our mind, an answer. And we spoke about it a couple of years ago at the retreat. But I was a little apprehensive because it was just my own thought. So later I thought I should go to a senior Vaishnav. So we went to see His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj, who's definitely one of the most learned people in the planet today, in Srimad Bhagavatam. He's a very dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And I went and I asked him our question. I said, Maharaj, how do you understand that Kaliya got Krishna's mercy, but he was driven out of Braj? And Maharaj said exactly what we were thinking. So we felt very good. And what was that? He said, in the same way that Srila Prabhupada brought all of you to Braj and then told you, now go home and preach. Because Kaliya, he went back to Ramanaka Dweep, back to his home. He'd been gone from there for a few kalpas while he was staying in Braj. And no doubt when he went home, what would happen? When all of you who are here from distant countries, when you go back to Russia or to Europe or Australia or America, your friends are going to say, so, what happened? How was it? Tell us how things were. So definitely, the residents of Ramanaka Dweep were going to ask Kaliya that. And then what is Kaliya going to say? Have I got a story to tell you? There's a place called Vrindavan, and there's a blackish boy called Krishna. And he's going to sit down. He's going to start having Krishna Katha. 100% for sure. That's what's going to happen. Now, you may know Ramanaka Dweep is also something of a fast food restaurant for Garuda. He goes there every day and he picks out one or two snakes and he eats them. Finally, they started offering him a couple of snakes every day. So you can imagine, definitely, Kaliya would go back to Ramanaka Dweep. And definitely his relatives are going to ask him what happened. He's going to start speaking Krishna Katha. And then who's going to come? Garuda is going to come. And when Garuda comes, what's he going to see? What's he going to do? Oh, Krishna Katha is going on. Oh, I want to hear this. So Krishna Katha is something which unites the Vaishnavas. Krishna Katha is something which destroys sectarianism, which is the 11th obstacle. Which comes right after Kaliya Damana Leela. I'd like to read you some things for the next few days from a number of different books, one of which is from a very nice Bengali book called Vrindavan Leelamrita, which is written here in Braj by a devotee named Nandakishore Goswami a few hundred years ago. He's a very famous person in Braj. They say that he had Leela Spurtis and he was seeing Krishna Leela, and he compiled all the different pastimes of the 10th canto into Bengali paya and Bengali poetry. And sometimes he added a few new details and things. He was a devotee in the line of Lord Nityananda, and he was staying at Sringaravat, Nityanandavat, just near the Radha Damodar temple. So one thing that we didn't describe a few years ago is what happened after Kaliya was driven out of Braj, and Krishna came out of the Jamuna River. And Nanda Kishore Goswami speaks about this. You can chant Hare Krishna in response. Brajabasi gana krishne deki ahutila indriya sakale jina parana paila bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Brajabasi gana krishne deki ahutila. When the Brajbasis saw Krishna come back out of the Jamuna River, then Indriya Sakala, Sakale Jena Parana Paila, they all got their life back. Because Krishna's life, Krishna Katha is life. Jiva Goswami in Paramatma Sandarbha, we may speak about this later, he describes what causes a suffering for devotees. And he says suffering for devotees is caused when there's separation from Krishna. So this goes on in our lives. We're suffering because we're not Krishna conscious. And it also goes on in a very high way in Vrindavan. They were feeling so much separation, like death, when Krishna was in the Jamuna River in Kaliahrada, that place which is very, very poisonous. Taiche sabhe hoya anande purnamana atishaya prite kore krishna darasana bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. When they all saw Krishna, they all became full of ecstasy. Brikshalata jata shuska hoya achalya Krishna sandashane sabe vikashita hoila Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Brikshalata jata shuska hoya achila. All the trees and creepers on the bank of that river, they'd all dried up. They were dying. Out of separation from Krishna. And those trees and plants, when Krishna came back on the shore of the Jamuna, they all got their life back. Yashoda Rohini Nanda Gopa Gopi Gan Rishtahaya Krishna Pase Kori Lagamana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. At that time, Yashoda and Rohini, Nanda Maharaj, all the cowherd men, all the gopis, they became relieved and they all ran there to the side of Krishna. Alingana kori ati prema punamani puna puna sakale kore nirakshane. And again, with great love, they just looked at Krishna. And again, they embraced him over and over again. And then the cowherd boys. Saka gana shigra asi bhai bhai bolia Krishna chandra saha mile galagale hoye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. All of Krishna's friends very quickly ran there. And as they were running, they were calling out, bye, bye, oh my brother, my brother. And they embraced Krishna very, very tightly. And both Krishna and the boys began to cry. Braja Raja Krishna Chandra Kolite Koriya Apanake Shlagya Mane Firaye Nachiya Bolo. Brajaraj, Nanda Maharaj, he picked Krishna up and put Krishna on his lap, and thinking himself very, very fortunate, Nanda Maharaj, with Krishna on his lap, began to dance in great ecstasy. there on the bank of the Jamuna. Brajeshvari Krishna Muke Koraye Chambai Mastake Radhanalaya Premi Himagan Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna's mother Yashoda, she picked Krishna up and she kissed Krishna on the mouth, and then she began smelling Krishna's head with great love. Brajavadu gana Krishna dashana koriya arti saya premi rahe eka jiste charya. Hare Krishna. And when the young married ladies of Braj, the Brajabadus, when those Brajabadus, those married ladies of Braj, they saw Krishna. They just gazed at him with unblinking eyes. Denu vatsa brisha jatta achila shekhani paramananda paila Krishna darashani. When all the cows, calves, and bulls who were present there, they all became ecstatic seeing Krishna. The cows began to moo in great ecstasy, while all the birds in the forest began to sing in great happiness. Mahabhagyavati Yashoda Mati Putra Palya Puna Alingiya Kole Nila Utaiya Bolo. Nanda Kishore Goswami, he says that Yashoda was Mahabhagyavati, greatly fortunate, Yashoda, because her life was her Gopal. And now she's gotten Gopal back. She embraced him again and again, and she put Krishna on her lap. Akadrishti neharaye putiravadan anande jaraye anki nahe sambaran bolo. Mother Yashoda couldn't speak anything. Mother Yashoda couldn't dance. Mother Yashoda just took Krishna on her lap, and all she could do was just look at his face while tears were pouring down her cheeks. Hey, Mata Aparna Atiti Hoyla Brajabasi Gana Braji Yaite Narila. In this way, the entire afternoon passed, with one after another, all the Brajabasis coming and embracing Krishna. And crying. Jiva Goswami and Gopal Champu, he says that the water in Kaliya Rada, which previously, prior to that, had been so toxic that everything within miles in the distance had died. Now that water became like Amrit, which gave life to everything. We'd like to sing a few verses from another book, which she also translated some things from. This is a very nice book called Govinda Mangal, which was written 400 or 500 years ago by a devotee named Duki Shamdas. And Duki Shamdas is a disciple of Shamananda Pandit, a famous devotee from Orissa. And he's described something about what happened at that time. Hena kale rajani sumuka hoila asi Deki yako hena tabi prabhu brahmarasi bolo. Jaiti nari beyaji gokula nagare Rajani haila se kanana bitare bolo. Sisu jeva brida vatsa esha basanghita jaite nare bakeha andakara ratai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Dukhi Shamdas, he says that at that time, it was starting to get dark by the time everybody had finished their loving exchanges with Krishna. And seeing that the night was approaching, Krishna told the Brijbasis that it's getting very late. It's too late for all of you to go to Gokul. This is like we heard last night, after dark, you shouldn't leave the compound here by yourself. Mm-hmm. Krishna said, so night is approaching here in the forest. So all the children, the aged person, the young persons, and the calves, no one can go through the forest at night. So Krishna told them, Ajikara Rajani Vanchiba Tarutale Prabhate Jaiba Kale Nagara Gokule Bolo. Hare Krishna. Ajikara Rajani Vanchiba Tarutale. Right now, tonight, we'll stay here under the trees in Vrindavan, in the forest. And tomorrow, we'll go to Gokul. Jiva Goswami, in his Laghu Vaishnav Toshini, he says that no one had anything to eat. They wanted to give something to Krishna to eat, and the cows were there. They could have milked the cows, but they didn't, because they were afraid that perhaps the cow's milk had become contaminated by the poison of Kaliya. So they didn't have anything to eat. Kavi Karnapur in Ananda Vrindavan Champu gives a very beautiful explanation of what happened next. He says that the Brijbasis, they made five circles around Krishna that night. And the inner circle was Nanda Maharaj next to Krishna and the different other elderly gopas. And next to them were the Yashoda and the boys, and the young gopis with their mothers, the married gopis and their mothers-in-laws. This was the first circle around Krishna. And the second circle was the husbands of the gopis. The third circle was the men who had their bows and arrows to protect if anything had happened. The fourth circle was the cows and calves. And the fifth circle was Brij's very chivalrous soldiers who made a vyuha, a circle all around Krishna. So that night, everybody was gathered there together. And what do Vaishnavas do when they come together? They don't speak about Facebook or the internet. But they come together, parasparanukatanam pavanam bhagavad yasaha. Krishna, he tells Uddhava in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, he says that devotees, parasparanukatanam pavanam bhagavad yasaha, mito ratir mitas tushtir nivritir mita atmanaha. He says that we should learn how to associate with devotees. How do we associate with devotees? By hearing Krishna katha. It's very, very important. Because if we hear Krishna katha, then useless quarrel, useless sectarianism will be driven away. Kali kukur kadanjari chao he. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings in one song that Kali is a dog. And this dog of Kali has been driven out by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kali is driven out by Krishna katha, by Krishna nam. But if the devotees don't speak Krishna katha, if we think, well, it's enough that I have tilak on my head, and I'm wearing a dhoti, and she's wearing a sari, so we'll all be Krishna conscious because of the way we've dressed, then we'll find that Kali will come. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says in this regard, in Chaitanya Sikshamrita, he says to be controlled by prejudice causes many problems. And from prejudice arises partiality. If you have some prejudice, prejudice means, I like this thing. This other thing is not so good. And then from that comes partiality. This thing is good, this other thing is bad. I like my God brothers. I like the Vaishnavas in ISKCON. I don't like other Vaishnavas, especially Babaji's and Gaudiya Mutt devotees or something. And Bhaktivinoda says, so from prejudice arises partiality, and from partiality comes disrespect for truth. What is one of the most wonderful qualities of Vrindavan? I like very much to come to Vrindavan. I spend most of my time when I'm in India in Jagannath Puri. And sometimes we go to Mayapur. These are also very special dhams. But there's something special about Vrindavan that you don't find even in Jagannath Puri or in Mayapur. And I've been marking this the last week or so since I've been here. Whenever you're walking around in Vrindavan and you see some other persons, what do? They fold their hands, they bow their head, they say Radhe Radhe or Hare Krishna like this. Because in Vrindavan we have the concept that we should give respect to everyone. If you see people, pilgrims going on Govardhan Parikrama, they may buy a big bag of chickpeas and bananas and things because they want to serve all the residents of Vrindavan. And they give chickpeas and bananas to the monkeys and the cows and the pigs. And they offer their respects to all the different pilgrims who are going around Giriraj. They fold their hands, and every time they see a sadhu, even they see a Bideshi sadhu, a Western white-skinned sadhu, they offer respects even to the cows. They offer respects even to the monkeys, even to the pigs. As Mukunda Datta Prabhu was telling us a few days ago in Vrindavan, he was in Barsana for one day, I think, for the Japa retreat. And as he was leaving Barsana, he saw a whole bunch of pigs in the road. And they were eating something which probably devotees wouldn't care for. And when he saw those pigs, he thought to himself, just see, all the demigods want to come and worship these pigs. Because they're such exalted personalities. This is the way that we should think in Vrindavan. This is what it means to come to Braj. But with Kaliya, there's malice and envy. And with the forest fire, it causes some sectarianism. Bhaktivinoda goes on to describe more about this sectarianism. He says, wearing the signs of the Vaishnav is one of the methods of cultivating devotion, which involve the body. We have tilak that we wear. We wear kunti mala. We like to wear a dhoti. We like to wear a sari. Because these things help us to cultivate devotion. But Bhaktivinoda says, but to think that these signs are distinguishing characteristics of a Vaishnav is a prejudice arising from sectarianism. I'll tell you something very shocking. Kamsa wore a dhoti. Just because you wear a dhoti doesn't mean that Krishna's going to give you so much mercy. Putana was also wearing a sari. And we hear Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Eta eka kali chela, tilak napi kunti mala. He says, here's a kali chela. This is a person who's a follower of Kali. What does he look like? Oh, he has tilak on his head and kunti mala on his neck. Because it's described by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in one place that Kali kukur karan jari chau hey, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu drove out the dog of Kali. Kali had no place to go. Previously, Maharaj Parikshit had given him four places to stay. Five places. With the four different sinful activities, meat eating, illicit sex, gambling, and intoxication are going on. But Kali protested, none of these things are going on in your kingdom. I'll have no place to stay. So then Parikshit Maharaj, who was very compassionate, said, okay, you can stay wherever there's money. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came then. And Kali was further kicked out. He had no place to go. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, he saw, I have no place to go. So what did he do? He put on tilak and kunti mala. And he joined the Hare Krishna movement. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport, in Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that there are many envious persons in this Krishna consciousness movement. And a devotee must neglect them. This is an important point. It's not that just because we join Srila Prabhupada's movement that we're going to be free from envy, that we're going to be perfect and free from all different problems. Sometimes people, that they complain about our society. In the words of Jaidwaita Maharaj, he once told me, he said that ISKCON is a Kanishta movement. But that's our glory. It's a Kanishta movement because we're preaching to so many people all over the world. And some of them join. And some of them are us. It's a Kanishta movement because we're preaching so much. We can expect that. It's not a disqualification, rather it's a qualification. But we shouldn't expect too much from devotees. As Srila Prabhupada described in another letter to a devotee, I can read you this. I have noted your several complaints against the devotees, but it would be better to set the example than to criticize the defects of devotees. We should always remember that we recruit members from people in general. It is not expected that every one of our members should be immediately to the standard of pure qualification. The best thing for you is to set the example by your personal behavior and try to reform others, not by criticizing, but by friendly behavior. So, this criticism is a friend. This is a friend of sectarianism, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes. And this sectarianism arises after Kaliya has been driven out. And then some sectarianism comes. So Krishna tells Uddhava, we were just quoting this verse, Parasprano katanam pavanam bhagavadyasaha mito ratamitis tustrenavita mita atmanaha. We should learn how to associate with devotees by speaking Krishna katha. This is how we associate with devotees. Another story we heard recently from Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhu, Prabhupada's disciple. He said that he joined the movement and he saw there was so much quarreling going on. And there was heavy envy in politics. And he was very disturbed by that. And so Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhu went to Srila Prabhupada and he said, Prabhupada, what's going on? This is supposed to be a spiritual movement and I see these problems. And Srila Prabhupada told him, you just watch carefully for a few days and you'll understand. And he couldn't understand. What does Srila Prabhupada mean by that? So then he started being a little more observant of things that were going on. And he said that after a few days he noticed something. That although sometimes some of the senior devotees were going around with their hands in a bead bag, he noticed there was no beads in the bag. And they weren't actually chanting their rounds. And then he could understand what Srila Prabhupada was saying. So this quarrel comes when we're not Krishna conscious. The translation of this verse spoken by Krishna to Uddhava, Prasprana katanam bhavanam bhagavadyasaha mito ritter ratir mitas tustir nivitir mita atmanaha. One should learn how to associate with devotees by coming together to chant the glories of the Lord. This process is most purifying. As devotees thus develop their loving friendship, they feel mutual happiness and satisfaction. And by thus encouraging one another, they're able to give up material sense gratification, which is the cause of all suffering. This is the purpose of this Govardhan retreat, for devotees to come together and have loving exchanges with Krishna Kirtan and Krishna Katha in the center. In his Bhavartha Deepika commentary, Sridhar Swami, the famous commentator in the Bhagavatam, gives a very powerful comment on this. He says that persons who are advanced in Krishna consciousness should not envy one another or quarrel amongst themselves. Giving up all such mundane feelings, they should gather together and chant the glories of the Lord for mutual purification. So, this forest fire represents sectarianism and it represents useless quarrel amongst the devotees. Hari Parshad Prabhu, who's sitting over here with us, he posted a cartoon recently. He sent to me a very nice cartoon. There was a man sitting on a computer, and you see a little voice bubble coming from the bedroom, and it's the wife. And she says, when are you coming to bed? And he says, I can't come right now. Something important's going on. And then she says, what is it? And then he says, someone Not something. Someone is wrong on the internet. Someone is wrong on the internet. So I can't sleep. I can't take rest because someone is wrong on the internet. This is useless quarrel. We should spend our time chanting Hare Krishna instead of engaging in debates with people whose minds are not going to be changed anyway. We should understand and respect the fact that different people have different types of faith. In Bhaktisandarbha, Jiva Goswami speaks about different levels of adhikar, qualification. And he says some people have karma adhikar. They don't have bhakti adhikar. They don't have qualification for bhakti. Why not? Because they don't have firm faith in bhakti. They may have tilak on. They may have kunti mala. They may be chanting 16 rounds a day. But they may not have qualification for bhakti. Because they don't have faith in bhakti. What is faith in bhakti? Shraddha sabdi vishvas kahi sudhira nischoy Krishna bhakti koili sarva karma krita hoy. That when I realize that all that I have to do is Krishna bhakti, I don't have to do anything else. In other words, Krishna bhakti will solve all the problems. We oftentimes like to quote Srila Prabhupada's instructions to the GBC body in Mayapur at one meeting one year. Prabhupada told them, this chanting should go on. Instead of meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, and no solutions, there should be chanting. This is the Hare Krishna movement. And before I joined, I marched on Washington, D.C., and I protested. We got tear gassed with a group of people in, gosh, that was 1978, protesting there. And I saw this is not a solution. I tried so many different things, psychological things, astrology, and this, and I saw none of these things worked. And then I came in contact with Krishna consciousness. I said, yes, this will be the thing which can solve my problems. But sometimes after being in this movement for some years, we forget that, and our faith becomes weak. And we put more faith in other things. What kind of things maybe we put faith in? Maybe we put faith in management. People are arguing about guru. Some people say that women should be guru, should be allowed. Other people say, no, women should never be allowed to be guru. And they're quarreling about it. It's such a stupid argument. I'm very sorry. Please forgive me. But it's a stupid waste of time. Because I have my faith. She has her faith. He has his faith. She has her faith. I have my guru. She has her guru. He has his guru. She has her guru. We have different types of faith, and the different types of faith are going to manifest in faith in different personalities. So some people will have faith. They'll say, I have faith in a lady guru. Other people say, I don't have faith. Why fight about it? Why get in unnecessary quarrels? Guru is Krishna's representative. No one can stop Krishna. We're not going to solve the problem through legislation. Dear Krishna, we passed a law. Now you're going to have a certain quota of lady gurus representing you. Or worse yet, dear Krishna, we had a meeting and we decided that you're not allowed to let these persons in this particular gender be your representative. You can only, or no animals either, no Americans, no Europeans, only Indians can be your representative. And if you disobey this, Krishna, we won't let you in the temple. It's a kind of madness. It's unnecessary quarrel. Instead of spending our time hearing and chanting about Krishna, we find unlimited things to quarrel about because we have a particular quality of faith. And if we see someone has a different quality of faith, we become insecure because we don't have dridha shraddha. We don't have firm faith. It's komala shraddha. It's very weak. And the nature of someone who has komala shraddha, who has weak faith, is he has to have everybody else believe the same way he does. But this is not Vaishnavism. Vaishnavism is everyone has some connection with Krishna. Everyone has some connection with Guru. I had the opportunity to travel with my Guru Maharaj in 1994 as his personal servant. And I saw so many people coming to him who had faith in him. And some of them seemed completely crazy to me. And some of them seem like really high-class people. Some of them, there's so many different types of people. I was his servant secretary. And I very quickly came to the understanding that it's not my business to get in between them. Because he has a relationship with each one of these people. Some of them I might think they're crazy. Some of them I might not like. But it doesn't matter whether I like them or don't like them. It doesn't matter whether we like these type of devotees or don't like those type of devotees. Krishna is there for everyone. And we should understand that. When we come in contact with a very big personality, we shouldn't try to control that person and only allow people to come to him that we approve, that we like, through our filtered glass who's good and who's bad. So this is a great obstacle in coming to Krishna. Naturally, we have a particular flavor. And we'll speak more about this tomorrow and the next day. Because there's a tension between sectarianism and faith. Sometimes devotees can't see how to do both things at the same time. We should give up sectarianism. We should respect all Vaishnavas. We should respect all Brijbasis. We should respect all living entities. But how can I do that at the same time be faithful to my Gurudev and be faithful to this mission of Srila Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, devotees shouldn't go outside. My Guru Maharaj spoke very strongly. Don't go outside. Don't go to other people. How can I do that at the same time give them respect? That requires some maturity. As Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda says in Krishna Sanghita, subtle discrimination is extremely important for Vaishnavas. It's a very nice statement. I'll say it again, then you repeat after me. Subtle discrimination is extremely important for Vaishnavas. Please repeat. Subtle discrimination is extremely important for Vaishnavas. It's not like in Christianity or some religions where everything is black and everything is white. But in Braj, there's multi-levels of black. There's multi-levels of white. There's multi-levels of gray and every different color. There's so many, many different types of devotees. So we'll speak more tomorrow about this pastime and some many different fascinating details of it given by our previous acharyas. And then we'll go on to the next forest fire. As we're going, we like to try to remember what this represents in a practical way for all of us. This is an obstacle. It's not just an entertaining story. But this represents an obstacle which I'm going to find in my bhakti. Two obstacles. Sectarianism against other Vaishnavas and useless quarrel amongst the devotees. These are the two primary obstacles given in these forest fires. So we'll stop there. I think we have about 1 minute if somebody has a question or comment. Is there anything from Mataji? Can you speak very loud? What is useless quarrel and what's not useless quarrel? Very good question. There is such a thing as good quarrel. Srila Sanatan Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he says that the Vaishnavas are very reluctant to put the thorns of logic in soft body of bhakti. But sometimes they do that to give faith to innocent people. We see here in Vrindavan that Rupa Goswami was not interested to debate with the big Digvijay Pandit who came and challenged him. And he said, anyway, I'll sign my name. Yes. And he went and took that paper. Yes, see, I defeated Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. Jiva Goswami wasn't very impressed with that. But Rupa and Sanatan, they said, okay, we don't want to debate. It's a waste of time. We'll speak something more about that tomorrow. But there may be useful quarrel also. When I was in Los Angeles for many years, I was going to the airport and selling books. And almost every day we'd get some Christian person who'd come up to us who wanted to argue with us. And they had kind of a plan. They wanted to just to waste your time so you wouldn't be able to go to other people. And I would, after a little while, you came to recognize them. They would come. They're a little shy, a little nervous. And they would come kind of like, they'd say, have you heard of Jesus? And they kind of like they're gonna, like you're going to punch them or something. And I developed a technique with them. I would say, hey, are you a Christian? Like really happy. And they always do the same thing. They would take 2 steps back because they don't know what I'm going to do. Then they're nervous. And I say, yeah. And I say, really? really, that's so good. I'm so happy to meet a man of God out here. And I would grab their hands. All day long, I've been meeting all these atheists and nonsense people. To meet a man of God is such a good thing. I should give you something. Here, take this flower. That would give. You don't give them a book, but I'd give them a flower. And always the same thing would happen. Something would short-circuit in their brain. And they would look very confused, and they would just kind of wander away. And there would be no more quarrel. I wouldn't waste my time arguing with them. But sometimes, if I would sell a book to somebody who was really sincere, and they had a lot of questions, and then suddenly, while I'm talking with them, this Christian would come and start, you know, you guys are of the devil, you know, this and this. Then I would argue with that person. It's a useful quarrel, because it's for the benefit of innocent bystanders. So sometimes Vaishnavas may get in a quarrel for that purpose, to help innocent people who are watching. But otherwise, if there's no innocent people there, why waste my time? Who cares? As someone was saying recently, has anyone been changed by being defeated on Facebook? Is there anyone who's changed because you won on the internet in some debate? It's an illusion. It's just a huge waste of time. And all that happens is we create big offenses. So, Pasparan Katanam Pavanam Bhagavadyasaha. Better than that, we should learn how to associate with devotees by coming together and hearing and chanting about Krishna. If we talk about how to raise money, we may have some differences of opinion. If we talk about who's guru, who's the acharya, we may have some differences of opinion. But if we talk about Krishna Leela, we can all agree on that. So we can all come together. This is the purpose of Krishna Katha. It destroys sectarianism. So we'll stop there. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gopremanande, Vamsakabhadarubhischa, Kripa Sindhu bhyevacha, Patitanam Bhavanibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo.